Moving on. In 1968, my dad graduated from Ocean City High School. As a graduation gift, my grandparents sent him to Manhattan Beach, California, so he could spend the summer surfing. This was the best gift he could ever have imagined. There, he prowled up and down the coast, tasting firsthand the waves he had only heard about in magazines. But there was a war on. Student deferments were ending, and 18-year-old boys everywhere were being drafted and shipped off to the jungles of Vietnam. My dad, hoping that he could find a way to stay around and surf a bit more, joined the reserves, but found his unit quickly activated. So, hoping to stick close to the water, he enlisted in the Navy. In 1970, he was sent to Vietnam, and his job was to blast the ship's big guns in support of troop movements. That powerful noise would damage his hearing for life. And though it was not exactly the place that a surfer kid imagined himself winding up, this too proved to be fate. On his ship, Dad met a young sailor named Robbie from Hawaii. Since they both loved surfing, they immediately bonded. Dad was awestruck by the incredible surfing tales Robbie would spin. "When this thing is over," Robbie kept telling him, "you come to Hawaii." During Christmas of 1971, Dad made his first visit to the islands. It was love at first sight. Who could resist the warm tropical trade winds, the transparent, inviting water, the powerful winter waves, and the casual, relaxed lifestyle? "One day," he told Robbie, making a wish on the waves. Because at the time, since he had completed his service, California was home. He settled in San Diego, enrolled in Mesa Junior College, and, of course, spent all of his free time surfing along the reef-lined Sunset Cliff area. But it wasn't easy to keep his mind on his studies. His thoughts were someplace far away. He was consumed with getting back to Hawaii. And after two semesters with my grandparents insisting he had lost his mind, Dad quit school, took the little savings he had from his part-time job, a backpack, and a surfboard, and caught a one-way flight to Hawaii. He ended up on the island of Kauai. From the airport, Dad hitchhiked to the North Shore, catching a ride in the back of an old red pickup truck filled with buckets of pig slop. The jungles outside Hanalei Town had been taken over by a strange breed of hippie surfers. Some, like future world champion Margot Oberg and her